Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, und sagt, es Menaches, Perik Ches, Mishnah Dalid. Shloisha Zeise. Not every olive tree is the same, and not every harvesting from the tree is the same, and not all the olives in the tree are the same. When it comes to olive trees, says the Mishnah, Shloisha Zeise, an olive tree is harvested. That means we take off the olives 3 times each year. See, the olives don't all ripen at the same time, the Batanura explains. In addition to that, ubehen, for each of these 3 harvesting, shloisha shloisha shmanim, it produces 3 different types of oils. So 3 times a year we take off the olives, and each time there are 3 different types of shmanim, 3 different types of oil, so there's a total of 9 really. The Mishnah explains. Hazayis harishayin, from the first olive harvest, meaning the first time this year that we're going to take the olives off the tree, megargaroi, the person picks the olives, b'roish hazayis. The best olives are at the top of the zayis. They ripen the quickest because the sun shines on it the most. V'chaysesh. Chaysesh means you bang on it. Not grinding it. They don't have to be grinded. You want to open it so the oil can ooze out on its own. This good quality oil just comes flowing out. So v'chaysesh, you like pound on it to break it open. V'noisein, and you place it, l'toich hasal, inside a basket. The basket has holes on the bottom, so it acts like a sieve, like a sifter. Now, obviously, you can't just put the basket on the floor. The basket is on a keli, and the oil gets sifted through the holes at the bottom of the basket and goes into the keli. Rabbi Huda says, no, I don't want you to put the zeisim in the bottom of the basket. Rather, sivivais hasal. Rather, they should be packed around and around inside the walls of the basket. This way the oil comes oozing down the walls of the basket, and part of the shmarim, the sediments, the pieces, come out even before it gets to the bottom, because it gets stuck to the walls, some of the like shtikalach pieces. And the male of the bottom of the basket, the holes at the bottom, can do a better job sifting out the oil. So Zerishain, that's the best oil from the first harvest. What do I do now? Well, some of the oil doesn't come out itself. It has to be taken out. Toan bekoida. You have to press the olives with a heavy beam to get out more oil. Here too, Rabbi Huda disagrees. Rabbi Huda Amr ba'avanim, not with a beam, but with stones. Rabbi Huda tainis, if we're going to do what the Tanakhama says, and put the beam on top of the basket, it's going to press so hard, not only will the oil come out, but sediments, pieces will come out. The stones have just the right weight. In any event, Zesheini, this is the second level, the second grade of oil from the first harvest. Zakta Mishnah Vaiter, Chazar V'tachan V'tachan, Chazar, he then comes back to get a third set of oil out of the olives. But over here already, V'tachan, you have to mamash grind the olive in a rechayim with millstones, V'tachan, and then put heavy things on top of it. Then you put the beam on top of that. Zesh Lishi, this is the third grade of oil from the harvest. So the best oil comes out by itself. The medium oil comes out with a little help. And the third oil really needs a heavy grinding for it to get out. Harisha l'menorah, only the first, highest level of oil is kosher for the menorah. There it says, Shemen Zayis Zach, Vashal l'menachis, but the other levels of oil are kosher for menachis. Okay, this is all the first harvesting. Now Hazayis Hasheni, now we have the second olive harvest. So again, Megar Groi B'Rosh Agag. You pick the olives from the place on the tree that is B'Rosh Agag, that is as high as the roofs. Those are the ones that are going to ripen next. Batnur explains, they planted the olive trees next to houses, so one part of the tree was next to the roof. The olives from the first harvest were on top of the tree, where the sun mamish baked down and ripened it. Geschmack. These ones don't have as much sunlight. So here too, v'chaysesh, we pound it, v'noisen l'tech hasal, we put it into the basket. And here too, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda says, no, svivais hasal, like pack it or paste it onto the sides of the basket, it'll filter better. And zayrishayin, this is the first level of oil, the highest level of oil from the second harvest. Then ton b'kaida, then you press down with the heavy beam, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda with stones, zasheini, this is the second level. Then if you want to go back for a third time and get some oil out of this, Chazar, he has to go back with tochan v'tochan and grind the olives and then press down on it. Zashlishi. This is the third grade oil from this second harvesting of the tree. Harisha l'menorah, only the top level here too would be kosher for the menorah. Mashal Menachos, and the rest would be kosher from Menachos. Again, only by the Menorah does it say Shemen Zayas Zach. Now comes the third harvesting, Hazayas HaShlishi. The olives on the top of the tree ripen the quickest. The ones like with that are even to the rooftops, they ripen afterwards. These never completely ripen. They don't completely become ripe. Hazayas HaShlishi, because they're under the rooftops, the roof like blocks the sun. So Oitno has to pack these olives, B'toich HaBayis, in a vat inside the house. A vat is like a very, very big tub. Ad sheyilka. Here we actually have to wait until it becomes spoiled. That's when the skin of the olives becomes soft, and only then can you get the oil out. But when they spoil, there's like a liquid that's not so pleasant that comes out. So umaleyu, you have to first bring it up to the roof. Umenagvoy, let it dry out. Beroish agak, at the top of the roof. When it dries out, now v'chaysish, you pound it, v'noysim l'techasal, and you put it into the basket with the holes, v'yudayim esvivas asal, around the walls of the basket, zerishayim. This is the first, this is the best of the third harvest. Ton b'kaida, then you have to press the olives down with a heavy beam to kvetch out a little bit more oil. V'yudayim rebavonim, not with the beam, but with stones, zasheni. That's the second level, chaza v'tacha v'tah, and then you have to grind the olives and again press them with a beam to get out some more oil, zashlishi. This is the third of the third. So that would be the ninth level. Harisha l'menayra, only the highest level. The first one we got out of here would be kasha for the menayra, v'ashah l'menachais, and the rest for the menachais. So really we already chazered the Mishnah. Each time we're chazering the process, but it's done three times throughout the year. The best olives are on top of the tree. The top level just oozes out. We put it into the basket to sift it a little bit. Tanakama says straight to the bottom of the basket. Rabbi Huda says around the walls. Then, if you want to get out more oil, you have to put a beam down to weigh down on it. Rabbi Huda says stones. And if you want to get out more oil, you have to first grind it and then put the beam down. That's the first harvest. The second harvest is from the olives that aren't mamish on top of the tree. Same process all three times. Third time is from the olives that never get ripe because their branches like are blocked by the rooftops and the sun. You have to mamish wait for it to spoil so it gets soft. And only then does it start oozing, but first you have to take it up to the roof to dry out. It's a much more complicated process. There are three steps in each of these three harvestings. And by each one, we say only the first is available for the menorah, that Shemen Zayazach, the best that we can get at the time. And the other ones are kosher, l'menachis. You know, in the Beis HaMikdash, we know by the Nes Chanukah, they found a Pach Shemen with the chasima of the Kohen Gadol, with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. Why did the Kohen Gadol have oil? Now, the Kohen Gadol had to be makriv a mincha every single day, the minchas chavitin, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Good, but that oil was not Shemen Zayazach. That could have been from the other levels. That wouldn't have been kosher for the menorah. Says the Chiddush Yerim, but what happened was, the Kohen Gadol said, even though I can take a lesser level of oil for my mincha, I want to be mahader in the mitzvah, and I want Shemen Zayizach. I want menorah grade oil, even for the menachis. So the whole Nes Chanukah came from the fact that we had oil we could use for the menorah, because the Kohen Gadol was mahader with his mincha, and that's why by Chanukah there's such an inyan of mahadrin and mahadrim and amahadrin, because the whole Nes was based on the hider mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol, who says we can take a cheaper oil, but no, when it comes to my mitzvah, bring a mincha, even though I don't have to, I still want to use the best that's available at that time.